Welcome back to The Exchange here on KUCB. I'm Lauren Rosenthal. In the second half of our program today, we're talking with Unalaska's natural resource analyst Frank Kelty and Patricia Sewell, our finance director, about the city's financial outlook for 2016. Thanks for joining us, Frank and Patricia.
Welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, before the city can draw up its budget, we need to know how much money will be available to spend. And I understand you've been working on some revenue projections. Looks like we will lose out on some tax revenue for next year. Is that right?
That's the projected, yeah. Due to the sales tax decrease.
Yeah. And as well, we're also projecting probably a downturn in seafood tax revenues. We have three main revenue streams there, the local 2% landing tax, and then we have resource landing taxes, which is paid by the offshore processing group, and then the Alaska Fisheries Business Tax, which is paid by the local shore plants, and then we also have a small fund that comes in from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development for processing that happens just outside your community, and that is a much smaller revenue stream than the other streams that we have.
Yeah, and $2.5 million out of the total pot of revenue, it's less than 10% that we're expected to be low by this year. But what kinds of impacts could we see here in the community or in our spending as a result?
Probably anticipating we probably won't have any increase in operating budgets. Our capital projects probably won't be at the same level that they were in the past, mm-hmm. but the council will be looking at that at our next council meeting and giving us some guidance.
Mm-hmm. We've all heard about the situation in Juneau, so that exacerbates the problem somewhat because, especially in the capital project side, if the outlook is for next to nothing from in state funds, that we could utilize. So with a downturn in our local revenues, it makes the problem worse as it pertains to local projects. And departmental funding is also going to be looked at, even though I don't think there is a proposed reduction in the amount that they increase.
It's just holding the line, not increasing it. And that's what we anticipate, but nothing has been set in stone yet. Mm-hmm. And on the sales tax projections, mm-hmm. we're projecting $1.5 million less. So of the $2.5 million, $1 million of it is about in fishery tax, but $1.5 million is in sales tax. And that's based on the oil barrel prices. We did our estimate based on what the state of Alaska's fall revenue book projected, and they project the oil barrel price for fiscal year 16 to be about $66 a barrel.
Which is higher than where we are right now.
Currently, mm-hmm. but they anticipate it to increase somewhat, that's not very much compared to the past. Mm-hmm. So based on that is what we're setting our projections on. Now, if that changes, then that will change how much sales tax we can collect.
Sure. And you mentioned, I think in your report to council, that there's this very tight correlation between oil prices mm-hmm. and Unalaska sales tax revenue.
It's a coefficient of about 97.8%, so very closely tied.
That comes as a bit of a surprise to me, but I guess it makes sense considering the amount of fuel that we're selling.
That's correct. We're anywhere from like 40 and 50 million gallons of marine fuel that's sold, which is the largest amount in the state of Alaska mm-hmm. for the fishing industry. And it's not just fishing vessels. You got to look at the size of these processing plants here and the amount of oil they burn to run their operation. And that's a huge amount and a huge dollar amount.
Other communities looking at, Sitka and Bethel, they don't have a dedicated fuel tax necessarily, but their sales tax is about twice as high as on Alaska's at 3%. Do you think that this downturn in oil prices could or should stimulate some conversation about the way that we're taxing fuel?
I'm guessing that if it sustains at a low price, that may be a conversation that comes up, but I haven't heard any wind of us discussing that at this point.
Sure.
It could come up, though.
I think having worked in the seafood industry for 30 years, mm-hmm. anytime you bring up something that would directly impact one sector, which would basically be the seafood industry, as the largest component that would be hit, they would naturally have pushback and come back at you saying, well, what about the fish tax dollars we generate? What mm-hmm. about all the groceries we buy at your stores? So there would be definitely some pushback mm-hmm. Because they are paying. The fish they catch also supports those state shared taxes because they're delivering to our local plants. Plus, they're paying the 2% local landing tax that goes directly to the city. So they are contributing significantly to the well-being of this community. So an increase in the fuel tax, they would probably take that as a slap in the face.
Mm. Will we see some conversation about other ways to bring in additional revenue? Or is our focus for this year, you think, going to be just on kind of cutting back or being more prudent with the resources that we have?
I think that's the going to be the focus this year. We this end of this fiscal year, we had a surplus of revenue over expenses. So with this decrease in revenue, I don't believe it's going to put us anywhere closer. We'll still have a surplus of revenue over expenditures if we're careful and conservative. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the intent. But again, City Council will have to set that at the council meeting. I'm just going off what I'm assuming is going to happen.
Yeah,
I would agree. I would agree. You know, it's almost kind of like this situation the state's in, is Governor Walker is saying, don't panic. You know, we have reserves. You know, the downturn in oil could turn around, you know, in the next 18 months, and we would, you know, start doing a lot better. And I think our situation is fine. We have reserves, but it probably is not the time to be taking on a bunch of more capital projects. You know, maybe just direct your efforts on trying to finish up what's already in the pipeline and being worked on.
And only necessary projects being brought forth to council.
Sure, and KUCB is going to be following that budget process.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for joining us, Frank and Patricia. It was great to have you.